Everyone learns a language for different reasons. Maybe you want to watch K-dramas without subtitles or talk with family members in their native language. Your life is unique. Your language learning should be too. Rosetta Stone, the trusted leader in language learning for over 30 years, just launched Rosetta Stone Sapphire, a new app that combines its proven immersion method with the latest innovation and technology to help you learn faster, personalize your lessons, and have more fun along the way. Most language apps teach the same generic topics. Sapphire helps you focus on what you actually want to talk about, whether that's travel, family, work, or your favorite hobbies. If you want to take your language skills to the next level, don't wait to try Rosetta Stone Sapphire. Listeners can get 20% off their Rosetta Stone Sapphire subscription when they sign up today. You'll get unlimited access to all 25 Rosetta Stone languages, plus all the new Sapphire learning tools. Visit rosettastone.com/audio to redeem your 20% off. That's rosettastone.com/audio and start learning a language for real.
Game day at my place is kind of a big deal. If I'm grilling, chilling, and watching hoops, my outdoor patio setup better be ready to play. That's where Wayfair wins. From patio seating and umbrellas to grills and grilling accessories, Wayfair's got it all, and it shows up fast. I'm talking championship level fast and easy delivery. So level up your grill game and your outdoor chill game and head to Wayfair.com now to get your outdoor space ready for the season.
Welcome back, everybody. In this hour, a very simple question.
Right.
Are you that confident about the Eagles? Mm. Would you willing to put down a $1 million bet on them winning? Because the guy did it yesterday.
Yeah.
And all I can say is maybe he knows something. Well, yeah. I don't know. This doesn't seem to me to be that safe a bet. And later in the hour, I want to talk about who do you think is the running back who's going to get the most work on Sunday? Because there's a new kid coming along now who is starting to look like the best of the three. One saw that coming. Well, maybe one guy did it. He's on the line with us now by way of the Football Hall of Fame. The great, the legendary Ray Dittiger. Hi, Ray.
Good morning, Ange.
Ray, do you miss not being there to cover the Super Bowl?
No.
How many did you do?
31.
31 out of 57. That's more than half. All right. Mm-hmm. Could you tell me, in all those years, especially on the media day, which is now on a Monday night, Ray,
did you
ever get material that led to great writing? Did you get fascinating insights by athletes in a mass operation?
Truthfully, no, probably not.
Did you enjoy covering it?
No, that was my least favorite day was the media day. It wasn't so bad back at when I first started covering it, which was Super Bowl 5, 6, 7. I mean, that's going way back, but it had not become the circus that it is now. You know, now it's, you know, now you have all the folks from MTV and all that kind of stuff running around asking silly questions, and it's very hard if you're a real football reporter to go in and get the real kinds of interviews and information that you're looking for, because it's become sort of this sideshow kind of thing. It's really, if you're a real football guy, it really is kind of, especially what's going to happen tonight, is largely a waste of time.
Hi, Ray. I'm so glad we booked you today, because I didn't have all this information when we did book you. But I've got about as widely contrasting opinions as you will ever hear. And I want to play them for you, and then you got to tell me which side you're leaning on.
Okay.
I know you respect Brian Baldinger. And Brian Baldinger was on our show last Friday, and here's what he said about this game.
I mean, I thought they were the best team all year. They went through some injuries, but I think they're a better team across the board. I think they're going to win the Super Bowl. And it wouldn't be surprising to me if they win handily, to be honest with you.
He loves the Eagles in this game, right?
Okay.
Meanwhile, a Brandon Ayuk, who was preparing for the Eagles last week, and he had an entirely different take on this, and here is what he said.
Yeah, hypothetically speaking, if I were going to bet on this game, I would go take everything that I own, get it in cash, and put my money on Kansas City Chiefs.
And he said his argument, Ray, was that they thought they could totally take advantage of the Eagles' pass defense. Which side are you more on, Ayuk's or Baldy's?
Oh, I'm with Baldinger.
Yeah.
I'm with Brian. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, look, Ayuk is still mad that they lost the championship game, you know?
Right.
You know, I mean, he's still, but I mean, that's just sour grapes. And, you know, you're talking about he's going to, that Kansas City's going to take advantage of the Eagles' defense. The defense just has 70 sacks this year. I don't think so. I kind of understand his frustration because, you know, they lost that game and they lost their quarterback and they never really had it much of a chance. I understand his frustration as a receiver on the losing end. But, I mean, to look at it the way Brian's looking at it, which is objectively, I wouldn't say that the Eagles winning it handily. I wouldn't go that far. But I do think they're going to win. And when I was on NBC Sports last night doing their Mission 57 special, and they asked me a really interesting question. They said, complete this sentence. The Eagles will win the game if, which I thought was a really interesting way of putting it. And to me, it was very simple. I said, the Eagles will win the game if they don't turn the ball over. I think it's really that simple.
Wow.
You know, in games this year when the Eagles didn't turn the ball over, they're 10-0. They eight in the regular season, and then, of course, they have not turned it over in the two playoff games. If they don't turn the ball over, they win. It's very simple, and it's very obvious. And I think that the Eagles' offense is significantly better than the Kansas City defense. And if the Eagles don't stop themselves by making mistakes, by throwing interceptions or fumbling, if they don't stop themselves, I don't think the Kansas City Chiefs' defense can stop them. So I think it comes down to that. It comes down to playing a clean game. And, you know, one of the things with the Eagles and one of the things you know with your quarterback, Jalen Hurts, is he does not make a lot of mistakes. He's not a guy that's prone to give the ball away. So I think that's one of the reasons why you're seeing most of the national pundits and most of the national media at this point leaning pretty heavily towards the Eagles.
Yeah, but here's the thing that worries me, Ray, and it is what Ayuk said. He's a receiver. He watched tape and saw the holes in the soft defense and thought they could exploit it, and he did not have Patrick Mahomes throwing him the ball. Isn't
right.
that the worry? Will Mahomes have the Eagles faced a test anywhere close to what Mahomes will put to them on Sunday?
Oh no, he's the best quarterback in the league, and
right.
you know they haven't faced him. That's fair to say. And Travis Kelce is the best tight end in the league. And they haven't faced anybody quite like him either. So I kind of get what Ayuk is saying with a certain amount of bitterness worked in there. But
right.
I kind of get where he's going with this. But the other side of it is, yeah, but how much pressure will the Eagles defense put on Patrick Mahomes? I mean, in a lot of ways, this kind of looks to me like Super Bowl 42. You know, remember when the Patriots went up against the Giants?
Yeah.
And, you know, and the Patriots that year, they were 18-0, and they were 12-point favorites, and they were the highest scoring offense in the league, and Tom Brady had his best year, and they were this unstoppable machine. And the New York Giants smothered them with the pass rush. And it wasn't like the Giants' defense wasn't like one guy. It was a whole bunch of guys that got pressure on Brady the whole game. And they never let him get comfortable, and they basically shut down the offense, and it all was with the pass rush. Well, the Eagles defensively are built kind of the same way. I mean, the Giants had an okay secondary, but the whole key to it was the pass rush. That's the way the Eagles are set up here. So you're going against a really good quarterback and a high-scoring, high-powered offense, but the defensive line and the pass rush shut it down. And that was how the Giants upset the Patriots, and I think that's the formula for beating the Chiefs.
All right, here's another part of the formula. If you keep Mahomes off the field, you got a much better shot, and the Eagles have a very good running game, Ray. Number
yeah.
one, are they going to be able to run against the Chiefs? And two, who are you giving the most carries to? You got a three-headed monster back there. Who's getting the most work if Ray Didinger's calling the plays?
I would probably I think you're going to work all three of them in there.
Yeah.
And Gainwell has certainly shown you in the last couple of games that he needs to get the ball in his hands because he's the best receiver of the group.
Yeah.
But he's also running the ball really well with a lot of confidence and a lot of power. So he's going to get his chances. But I would still probably lean towards Sanders. I would probably still lean towards Sanders because he's got He's got real breakaway ability. I mean, if he gets a seam, he can, you know, he can take it 40, 50 yards. So I would probably say I'll start Sanders, and Sanders will probably get the bulk of the work. But you're going to definitely see Gainwell, and you'll probably spot Scott in there a time or two. And to your question about the can the Eagles run the ball in the Chiefs, yeah, I definitely think they can. I mean, you saw the Eagles ran the ball very well against the Giants and ran it well enough against a very, very good San Francisco front seven. I mean, far better than what the Chiefs have. So, again, to me, it comes back to just executing your offense and not making mistakes. If the Eagles don't put the ball on the ground and the Eagles don't throw interceptions, if they just go out and execute and control the football, I definitely think they should win the game.
One last thing, Ray Dittiger, because you are, to me, the essence of cool. Al, is Ray Dittiger cool? Ray Dittiger is amazingly cool. Ray, before a Super Bowl involving the Eagles, are you excited? Are you nervous? What is your emotion before the first play?
Excited. That's fair to say I'm excited. Not nervous. I mean, I don't have anything at stake, really. But excited, absolutely. I'm excited before every Super Bowl because it's the culmination of a whole season. It's a whole season has come down to one game. You know, and it's not like other sports where it's best of seven. In the NFL, and that's part of the beauty of it. You get one shot at it. And sure, I'm excited every Super Bowl Sunday, but if the Eagles are in it, yeah, it's ramped up. There's no question.
The great Ray Dittiger. Ray, it's so great to hear your voice again. Thank you, my friend.
All right, Ant. Take care.
Oh, wait, no. Ray, don't leave. Ray, there are rumors that your amazing play, Tommy and Me, is coming back again. Is that true?
Yeah, we just found out last week. And it's very exciting. It's actually coming back twice this year. And I think some of the excitement about the Eagles has a lot to do with it. I mean, everybody, all things Eagles are pretty hot right now.
Right.
So two theaters have reached out for Tommy and Me, and we signed the contracts this week. So we will be bringing Tommy and Me to the Bucks County Playhouse in May. And then we will be bringing the play back again next September at the Uptown Theater in Westchester. So folks who haven't had a chance to see the play can come out to Bucks County in May or the Uptown Theater in Westchester in September, and we're going to put it on again. This will be the eighth year for the play. It's just a pretty amazing story.
Right. How about you playing yourself as an adult? Has that ever crossed your mind?
Yeah, every time you bring it up.
All right, fine. All right, never mind. All right, hold on. No, forget that question. How about your best buddy and colleague at WIP, a certified actor, what about Glenn Macnow playing his partner, Ray Dittiger?
I think that would be a tremendous choice. The only thing is we have the one actor has done Me from the very beginning. So
I know, but
he's
Glenn,
really good.
You can turn it into a musical because Glenn is a song and dance guy.
The dance part, I think, is still up in question.
Angelo should be involved in that part.
No, I'm not. No, but
in
I just
retirement.
Al, I think Glenn Macnow playing Ray Dittiger, that's a must see.
I definitely think that would draw a crowd.
Ray, always a pleasure. Thank you, my friend.
I've seen that play three times.
That play is great,
and it gets you every
that
time.
Play
you think
is
it's
great.
Not. Because you know it, but it does.
But I'm telling you, I keep asking him because I know Ray. Al, you don't have to be an actor to play yourself.
Well, Jonesy and Me, I'm doing Jonesy and Me. It's going to be just before.
You,
it's just right at church bean suppers.
Oh, it play. Would be. No, seriously, Al, I am not a good actor. I'm a horrible actor.
Yeah, yeah.
But I could play myself.
I don't know.
Jonesy, can I play myself?
Yeah, there's another word you're missing in there.
The word with?
Hello.
Scott. One track mind now. Scott's out of line. Play myself. There's
yes,
no with.
Exactly. I know what you meant.
Scott, good morning. You're on 94
hey.
WIP.
I tell you, it's Super Bowl week, and our Philadelphia Eagles are in it to win it.
Yeah.
Angelo, I got to tell you, I want to barbecue Kansas City and Andy Reid so bad that the Eagles knock the taste out of their mouths. Hey. Then our Eagles can enjoy the taste of a victory of another Super Bowl. So we got this.
Scott.
We got to know. We're in it to win it.
Here's how much I want it. I think I would barter a year of my life for a win next Sunday. Yeah, 1 year, Rhea. Come on.
Do it.
No.
Al, 1 year.
Do it.
No.
Do it, Andrew.
1 year.
Don't shortchange yourself.
Which year?
No.
The last one. Scott, the thing is, I'm either going to walk out on the highest high or the lowest low.
Hey,
if they lose to Reed, and Reed is there, there's confetti in his ear, and he did a better job.
Maybe he'll come
best.
In and draw a mustache
no,
on you
listen,
on your last
Scott,
show.
Scott, I can't handle that, but if they beat him, it's awesome.
We're all with you on it. And, you know, I thought about what would I give up. It'd be really tough, but I'd give up going down to the shore this summer.
Wow.
I love being on the boards, but that's tough.
Wow.
But I'll
that's
do it.
That's fun.
I'll do it.
You know? And you would be right to do it because you would be basking the whole summer in the victory.
Mm-hmm. Have all the flags up on the beach.
Scott, we got to win.
I got to get quick advice from you, Angelo, yep. Grandparent advice. So my first grandchild, he turns 1 year old this week, and his Super Bowl's upon him.
Nice.
I mean, raising an Eagles fan,
yeah.
Don't you think you should encourage spelling by the Eagles, giving them the Eagles?
Yeah.
And don't you think the first phrase you should teach him is, you know, Dallas sucks? Don't you think
Dallas
they should get
sucks.
That down right?
That's good parenting. But what I have learned, now I have a grandson who's two, mm-hmm. and we took him to Malton to dinner on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. I swear to God, Scott, he's not two yet. He sang the Eagles fight song the whole way. He had his father taught it to him, and all you got to do is go 1, 2, 3, and he launches into it.
That's great.
Like a pull
and
toy.
Like a lot of our calls.
And I think, no, Scott, at one, at least immerse him in Eagle stuff.
You know, I try to do it when I FaceTime with him, but the parents are Steelers fans, and I'm telling the kid to learn how to spell. He
no,
needs to spell
Steelers
Eagles.
Fans. Is he going to end up being a Steelers fan?
I'm trying to get him a Wednesday to fit. That's the Eagles. Scott. I don't know. This is tough.
Scott, I wish you well. Who you taking? I need you to take a celebrity to the Super Bowl. Who you taking?
I'm taking Bryce Harper. I want him in the house. I want them to feel a win with Bryce Harper.
I like that a lot. Scott, great call. Thank you right there.
He's close. I mean, he's Vegas.
I would think he's going. This is the event where celebrities attend.
He can go with Trout. They can go together.
All right. Keep in mind, if Trout, I have no interest in bringing Trout.
Mm-hmm. He's going to be there.
I don't care. I don't like him.
You don't have to bring him.
I don't like him.
Well, it's good for him to get a taste of what the postseason's like.
Rhea knows how to zap.
It's going to be a while for him.
I don't have that subtlety that she has. She's a more subtle needler. She's subtle. 215-592-9494. Before we come back, some guy put down a cool million on the Eagle.
$1 million.
What is he thinking? WIP Sports Time 770. Let me tell you about dogs and cats. I think I've told you many times how much I love my dog, Bentley. And what makes me love him more is the chance to go to a great pet store like Dogs and Cats Rule. And I've been affiliated with now 5 or 6 years. George Perante is the lead dog there. And it's just such a great pet store. You would not think there would ever be a pet store that was perfectly suited for your love for your animal, but this is the one. It's family-owned. There are 7 locations throughout our area. They have great food. I'm talking raw, freeze-dried, gently cooked, dehydrated, traditional kibble and cans. You got a great array. Supplements, they got it all. Digestion, skin and coat, that's all covered. They've got all the great stuff that you kind of, you know, pamper them with, like coats and sweaters and fleece. They've got officially licensed Eagle stuff. All of it is in one place, and you can bring your pet there and have a ball. Go to Dogs and Cats Rule right now. 7 locations in Jersey, Pennington and Princeton, in PA, Newtown, Doylestown, New Hope, Maple Glen, and Bluebell. Dogs and Cats Rule. Shop small. Shop local. Shop. All right. We got a lot coming up here, guys. 7:24 is your time right now. Later in this hour, I ain't going to explore the phenomenon of a place in South Philly called Charlie's Saloon.
Oh, the Chief's Bar.
Yeah.
Big Charlie's. Yeah, it's been there forever.
I'll root for whoever you want, but I find it abrasive this week.
Yeah.
It bothers me.
We've had them on way back in the day.
I know we have, and they were charming when we were not playing them in the Super Bowl. It's much less charming this week.
It's a weird thing, isn't it?
It's a very weird thing because you would not expect that many Kansas City fans to be in the city, let alone South Philly, which is in the shadow of the link.
So strange.
It's crazy. But online, over here, give us an update on our question. It's Kyle Quigg. Kyle, what do we got so far?
Well, it's brought to you by Arm & Chevrolet of Ardmore. Minor fender bender or major accident, Arm & Chevrolet's Collision Center will make it right. Certified service, armandchevy.com. Mm-hmm. How concerned are you about the Eagles' defense trying to stop Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs in Super Bowl 57? 57% say somewhat.
All right, they are worried.
23% very. 20 not at all.
80% of the fan base is concerned or extremely concerned.
Well, yeah. It is Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, really.
People have a healthy respect
now,
for him.
You know what? This is the first result in a while that I go, all right, now we're really learning something. Mm-hmm. People are as nervous as I am.
No,
I'm not
a reflection.
Nervous.
I'm a reflection of the fan base.
Oh, I'm worried. I'm convinced. I know they're going to win, but I'm concerned about them. Concerned about the. I think this is 22 against 2. And I think those two
Mahomes and Kelsey.
Yeah.
Yes.
There's two guys that can beat you against 22 guys. It shouldn't be a problem.
But those two guys are really, really
two
good.
Guys
I'm
really
with you. I get it. All right. While you're here, Kyle, because I told you that you are one of my, with Jonesy not here, correct, although he is today, you're my gambling consultant.
Oh, God.
Here's a story. I got two guys here who I'll gamble liberally.
Oh, yeah.
And know the inner workings of it. So a guy out of nowhere, he is not named. A guy went on BetMGM, Al, and he wagered $1 million.
Oh.
Right? $1 million.
$1 million.
Now, here's the thing. He did it. What do they call it? What's a game line? What's it? They
money line.
Money, money line.
So it's -125.
Money line. So he will receive $800,000 if the Eagles win.
Right.
He will lose $1 million if they lose.
Wow.
No point spreads. This is straight up bet.
Yeah.
You like it or not, Kyle?
For the Eagles, yeah, I would take.
You would do that bet?
Yeah, I would.
You would? Okay, because normally you would have to give a point and a half, but then you get more money back. Jonesy, do you like that bet?
I do. I love that bet.
And what are you basing your thinking on?
I think the Eagles are going to win the game. I wouldn't even worry about the money line. I would have done the point spread. I would have laid the -1.5.
All right.
then you bet $1 million to get $1 million back.
Now, as you know, there are lots of weird conspiracy theories going around in football, especially after the Chiefs made it to the game on a controversial call on a hit out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
To me, it was the right call,
right,
but a lot of people said that whole game was rigged.
Yeah.
They did it. You know, Cincinnati had beaten the Chiefs three straight times. It's a juicier thing to have Andy Reid face of the Eagles. They wanted it. You know, they assigned the right refs. You know how that
they
works.
They told that player to hit Mahomes out of bounds.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's what's going on now. Al, around the same time, the guy made the $1 million bet.
Right.
Something popped up on the website Pro Football Reference.
Okay.
Oh, that's huge.
And what? Well, how do you know it isn't?
Did you find
Did you ever
this?
Hear of it before, Jonesy?
No.
Exactly.
Go ahead.
How do you know it isn't?
I want to hear about it.
Well, I'm going to tell you about it. I even have a screenshot.
Okay.
Would you like to see the screenshot?
Oh, a screenshot.
This is what appeared yesterday at Pro Football Reference.
A final score?
The final score with all in-depth details.
All right.
Wow.
So they did
right, Al?
Computer
and,
thing?
And pro, it was on Pro Football Reference.
Huge.
And they said that inadvertently was posted for a brief time, and somebody took the liberty of getting a screenshot.
All right.
All right? And it indicates, look, it's good news for us. It indicates Eagles winning 37-34.
Wow, high scoring.
On a late comeback. The Eagles trail, Al, 10 in the first quarter.
So this is one of those computer, computer game
happens.
Things?
Right. I'm just, Al, all I'm telling you is, it was, they are now, so what the conspiracy theorist said is, well, the script leaked.
Yeah.
No, Al, they have all the details. You understand? Attendance, 63,381.
Right.
Time of game, 3:37.
Right.
They got the coaches listed.
Yeah,
they got the exact time.
They played out the game, and it's not supposed to come out for a while.
Well, what do you mean they played out? Where did they play out the game? On computer?
On computer, yeah. They do it.
Then why did they post it?
Because they probably have people that follow that. I don't, but.
Do you think this in any way would reflect what happens in the game?
No.
Okay,
that's a, it's just
it's not the, already decided. Though?
No, well, right around this time, right around the time that this came out is when the guy put the $1 million.
Maybe he believes in all the stats.
He might believe in the conspiracy theory and the script idea.
You know when you talk to Dick Vermeil, and he tells you his computer is telling him that might be
that's
the type
the
of
computer.
Thing that he uses.
Yeah.
Well, so it's a model that they put in all the information that they can.
This is how nervous this game is making me. I wasn't even that thrilled because it was so close.
No, that's
and I went, I know, I'll probably have a stroke by the half.
Let's put it this way. If there's a weather report for Sunday for here, do you believe it?
No.
Okay.
There you go.
It's the model.
Let me ask you this, Ange. If it's close in the fourth quarter, who's at favor?
The Chiefs.
No.
No.
No?
Andy's got a time manager.
Andy.
You got Andy on the other side.
What a moron I am.
What the hell?
That's what
they're down 10, and Andy is calling plays slowly.
This will be Nick Sirianni looking up at the scoreboard going, are we ahead?
But here's the problem, and this is all you need to know about Andy.
What?
Mahomes would take it upon himself to move the team along.
Oh, God, no.
McNabb just kind of slogged along and did what Andy wanted.
The fact that Arizona's not on daylight savings time, they may not arrive at the game on time.
That would be great. That would be excellent. I would be in favor of that. John's up from Center City. Hi, Johnny.
How we doing?
6 days, baby. 6 days till the biggest of the big.
Yeah, I really, really have to agree with Ray Dinger with the turnover situation and special teams. I think they'll play very, very key into this game. We can limit the turnovers and get some decent help from the special teams. I don't think there's a way in hell we lose.
All right, so, John, I looked this up yesterday. So turnovers are such a big thing, especially in the playoffs. For the year, Mahomes, 12 interceptions. Mm-hmm. For the year, minus the two games, Hurts, 6 interceptions. So doesn't that tell you that Hurts has been better with the ball than Mahomes?
Oh, he's been very key. We never expected Hurts this year to play this well. So we're in a very good position. And our skill position players and the backfield, they're all peaking.
Yeah, but are you worried that the big spectacle will be hard for Hurts to adjust to, being that it's his first time there?
He's as cool as a cucumber, and Mahomes better be watch himself, because that defensive line and those linebackers are going to try and make him a pocket quarterback, which he's good. He's the best.
Hassan Reddick, man.
I think that this Eagles defense will keep him second-guessing throughout the game.
Here's the thing. He has a bum ankle. We don't know how much, but it is going to slow him down.
Oh, yeah.
Hassan Reddick is going to run him ragged and catch him because he can't run past. I don't think he can get by Reddick with the bad ankle. Reddick is fast, Johnny.
I think they'll key on Hassan, and that'll free up the other 3-4 guys to hit him.
It's actually pretty good against double teams.
I love
it. Not that San Francisco did that.
John, and somebody's just got to find a way to stop Travis Kelce. Because they don't even call plays, you know. They snap the ball, and then Kelce runs, and Mahomes waits till he's open and throws it to him.
Like, he'll throw it to him every time if he has to in the red zone. Like,
14 against Doug. 14 completions against Doug.
Yeah, he'll do it.
Johnny, who are you taking to the Super Bowl?
You're not going to stop Travis Kelce completely. He's too good a player.
All right, John, who are you taking to the Super Bowl?
If I wasn't so mad at Doc Rivers, it would be him, but I'm very upset with him.
You should
be. And I'm a little. I would probably say Pete Rose, but he's really incorrect, so I would have to go with Sylvester Stallone.
Oh, that would be a good one.
He's got a new show out.
I'll tell you the truth. I would like to ask him questions about his new show, Tulsa King.
Yeah, it's very good.
Which I enjoy
a
lot. You've seen it, too.
Yeah, I saw it.
Isn't it good?
I enjoyed it.
It is very good.
He's a great actor.
All right, now, since it is unlikely, Al, that Doc Rivers will come up again.
Oh, my God.
I would like you to hear what happened yesterday, last night, at the abysmal performance by the Sixers in Madison Square Garden. I am not going to in any way torture you with any of that information. What I will say is this. Kate Scott is on the mic. This is Madison Square Garden, 100 miles from here. And at one point, this is what was heard during the broadcast.
2:14 to go in the first. Miles Deuce McBride, number two, has checked in as well.
Did you hear it, Al?
Yeah, I was watching. There was lots of green.
Is that great?
Yeah.
That green is everywhere.
Yeah.
Now, the question is, and we're going to get the answer to that at the top of the hour, has it already invaded Phoenix, Arizona?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Because yes, you got to believe. And here's what else we're going to give you at the 8 o'clock hour. We're going to give you numbers. Because there's still people out there, Al, wondering if maybe they should be there.
Right.
It's never too late. So what you have to ask yourself is, how much money do I have? And do I want to purchase an event that will be a memory of mine for the remainder of my life? Because you take a little kid to Arizona, Al, or go to the Super Bowl. It's a reference point.
I mean, I
leave the kids.
I believe
when the kid's older, like when there's a eulogy, the kid says how great you were to take him to the game.
This is an honest question.
Yeah.
Given the choice of going to Arizona and seeing the game there with one person, or taking your family to the Fillmore, which is having the game on the big screen with Maryland Mike pumped in.
Oh, really?
And then buses to downtown if there's a celebration.
Oh,
where
that's
would you?
Fun.
Where would you rather?
Here.
Kind of like, how much is that Fillmore one?
$100 for a suite for like the super suites.
$100. A suite for $100,
and you get food.
Oh, nice!
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going to the film.
Can you bring? Can you bring Bentley?
No, but
you can put him behind the chair.
I'm just going to lock right in where I am at home.
Yeah.
Me and my 82 inches alone for 3.5 hours.
Isn't that the best?
Your wife isn't even going to watch it with you.
She'll come in and out. If she sits down for a long period of time, my wife sleeps.
She'll be knitting him a sweater.
She sleeps like
maybe it's you.
You know,
if she sits down, she sleeps.
Yes, she cannot sit. No, she cannot
dinner
sit.
Dinner must be a ball.
Yeah.
No.
She stands up to eat.
Does she drive standing up?
No, she's okay driving, Al. Stop it. If
my
wife is on a couch and there is a TV on, within 10 minutes, REM sleep
cycle.
Have
you tested this without you there?
She claims when I'm not there because I go to bed early that it does not happen.
I think she's faking it beside you.
I am, in her life, a sleeping pill. A 6'3" sleeping pill.
Yeah, I find it hard to stay awake here all morning.
215-592-9494. When we come back, what the hell's going on with Charlie Saloon? WIP Sports Time 737. All right, 7:43 is the time. Fortunately, Rhea Hughes is a spokesman for South Philadelphia. She lives there. And she can speak for the entire area right around the stadiums. And Rhea, needless to say, about a week before, they're looking for stories, and some of the local people took a little shout-out to Charlie Saloon.
Big Charlie's,
Big Charlie Saloon, which is and has been known for many years to be a hot spot for KC Chief fans. Now, let's start with that premise.
Yes.
How exactly did so many Chiefs fans end up in our city?
I believe what the story is that the owner, whose original owner since passed away, was a massive Chiefs fan just for whatever reason. And then they just kind of continued it. And
no, because he was a Chief. How did they gather? There's hundreds.
Well, remember, I mean,
hundreds.
Maybe kind of caught on when Dick Vermeil coached there. So it started to become, you know, people would root for them. I drive by it all the time.
Are they Andre Reed devotees?
Well, they probably are now, I would assume. Mm.
It's never bothered me. I get it. They get to root for whoever they want. They got a bar where they go. There are many, many bars in cities in America that are Eagle bars outside of the thing. But it just seems like a bad week for that.
It's odd.
You know, like if I was an Eagles fan, and I really had a lot of confidence. Could I, in full Eagles regalia, go to Big Charlie Saloon on Sunday?
And here's what you don't want to do that.
You know, because you're going to cause problems.
They won't let you in.
Let you in?
No chance.
I wouldn't.
No, because they don't want to get fights.
No,
in fact, during the year, you can't go in if their Chiefs are playing the Packers, you can't go in with Packers gear.
You can't.
No.
They restrict you. You have to be a Chiefs fan to go to Big Charlie's.
Well, you're not looking for a fight.
All right. So, I was looking at, and that they managed, one of the, I guess it was Fox, interviewed Laura Sessa. Now, she is a bartender at Big Charlie's, and here's what she said.
Now it's like, you're going down, or who's screaming when you're walking down the street because, you know, you got Ray, they're hollering at you, and I'm
you're
like,
the
oh
enemy
my God.
Now.
Normally, we would be having something crazy outside, But because we are in the city, we respect it. You know, we'll keep it in-house. Just for us.
See, that's a good way to... They're not looking for trouble.
Exactly. You leave them alone.
But it just seems like a very weird week to run a bar in the city of Philadelphia where you cater to the opposition.
They've been doing it for 30 years,
all right,
40
so
years?
If the Chiefs were to win, God forbid, would they have a big celebrate? They would celebrate,
inside.
Right?
Inside.
Where you live, Rhea, can you hear it?
No, I'm not that close, but I'm like 5 minutes away.
Because that would grate on me. Do you understand? The final play, and then they win, and they're yelling and screaming, and I live next door, and I'm destitute.
Well, it happens. When the Eagles won against the Patriots, the White Bull in Boston?
Yeah,
Eagles bar there?
Oh, yeah.
All right, would they have let a Patriots fan into that bar?
No.
That's crazy. Really?
It's smart. I used to go, like, many years ago, right. I went to a bar over in Jersey where they had every different, and everybody had their section, and you stayed in your section. It's like, this is the Bear section, this is the Bill section, this is the Brat, and nobody commingles.
And Big Charlie himself is no longer with us.
No.
Okay. All right. Imagine if you would that next Friday, you're at Chickies and Pete's. Let's just imagine that, Jonesy.
Yeah. Mm.
And in to celebrate her arrival here from halfway around the world is Marissa.
Wow.
What would that be like? She's on the line right now. Hi, Marissa.
Hello, Philadelphia. How are we all doing?
Are you flying into town from Tokyo?
Yes, I will arrive at the Philly airport around 2:15 p.m. And then after my parents pick me up, we are on our way to Chickies and Pete's in Packer Avenue.
So you are from the airport after an 18-hour flight. You will go right to a sports bar, Chickies and Pete's in South Philly.
Yes, sir. We're thinking hopefully maybe around like 4:30-ish. It all just depends on what I go through with immigration and traffic, but that is the plan.
All right. So, and you would like other Eagle fans to greet Marissa?
Yes, I would love to invite, you know, of course, all Eagles fans, but especially I want to invite the wonderful Eagle Shirley, Kenny from the Dirty 30, See Right Through You, Simon, John.
I think you have to get a package to get in there. Like,
no,
I think you have to, like, just, well, because I know that, I'm pretty sure they did it for the NFC Championship game, just so they can
Friday?
Get.
Friday? On Friday?
Oh, on Friday. Oh, on
no,
Friday.
It's Friday.
Gotcha.
It's
oh, I thought you meant on the Super Bowl.
It's an impromptu pep rally, Marissa. Now, I'm not positive if Ava's doing one. All right, but Marissa, listen, let me talk for a second. If you're out there around happy hour time on Friday, I'm going to call Pete and let him know you're coming, Marissa, so they give you, like, and then all your fans and all the people that love your calls here can come and greet you and you could have a big party.
Oh, thank you. Oh, my gosh. I really appreciate that.
All right, but the one thing is, and I know Pete will want this, at some point on the loudspeaker system, he's going to want you to do the Japanese version of the Eagles fight song. Would you be willing to do that?
Do a whole karaoke, you know. I got my Brandon Graham song. I got my other Philly song.
Wow.
I am so ready.
This is going to be amazing, Marissa. And understand now, you got to understand what she's doing. So she's flying from Tokyo here, but not to attend the game, to attend the city of one of the teams in the game because she loves the Eagles that much.
And then they got to win.
They
got to
win. Marissa, how bad would that trip be if you had to go back with a loss?
Oh, Angelo, I would like to apologize to everyone who will have to be on an 18-hour flight with me. My apologies in advance. And you know what, Angelo?
Yeah.
When I leave the States, when I go back to Japan, I have to connect in Dallas, Texas.
No! Wait a minute. Yeah. Does that make sense to go through Dallas to get to Japan?
I have no idea.
That seems like you're not rooting you directly, Marissa. Oh,
yeah,
Dallas,
so,
Texas.
I'm hoping for a win so I can wear my Eagles gear with pride.
I love it. Marissa, you are a true fan of the Philadelphia Eagles to do that much. Marissa, could I have an Eagles chair right here now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Short and sweet, or
yep, short and sweet. We're saving it for later in the week. Come on, Maris, hit me.
Yep. Eagles, let the birds make me proud.
All right, since you're in town, Marissa, you can play our contest today. One celebrity you would take with you if you had tickets to the Super Bowl.
Ryan Howard.
Nice.
Ryan Howard.
Ryan Howard. Interesting. She's going with Ryan Howard out. Put that down. Hassan's up next. Hi, Hassan.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning.
What are you thinking, Hassan?
Please don't worry. Please don't worry, because my namesake is going to smack Mahomes around. And he's going to touch him. And as long as he touches him,
yeah.
You know, I used to wear a band that says WWJD. This weekend I was wearing one that says WWMD. What will Mahomes do? So as long as we stop him, we should be good.
No, I know, but that's a big task. Hassan, that guy is very talented. And the thing about it is, I'm not even positive how much you can practice for him, because a lot of what he does is improv.
Yeah, well, they have a quarterback that runs that they practice against all the time.
Yeah.
Here.
Yeah, no, I know. So that'll help him stop.
Just tackle his legs.
Nobody throws like that guy.
Oh, yeah,
that guy contorts himself into weird spots and gets the ball to the receiver.
He does.
Especially Travis Kelce. We're so lucky they got rid of Tyreek Hill.
Very lucky.
How dumb was that?
Stupid.
Because Tyreek Hill was dangerous on the other side. But you know what, Hassan? Eagles are going to have to put up some points, not turn it over, and then get that pass rush to Mahomes. They do that, we got a parade.
We definitely have a parade. That guy literally, he throws basketball passes on the football field.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Yeah, exactly right. All right, Hassan, what celebrity are you taking to the game?
The hottest woman in the game who stole the Grammys last night, Beyonce.
Beyonce.
How many Grammys she won?
Now, she won them all, but the big one at the end,
everybody's
that people
upset,
are still,
right?
mad about it. But I'm going to tell you, Beyonce. Now, would Jay-Z be jealous of you, Hassan?
He probably would, because he'd be at home watching.
All right, but hold on, Hassan. Would you make a move on Beyonce during this date?
No, I can't. I can't do that. She's a married woman.
That's good. Hassan is a classy man. Hassan Goodwin, stay right there with Beyonce. Next up is Frank. Hi, Frank. Morning.
Good morning, Angelo. Thank you for having me on.
My pleasure.
I'm high up on the Eagles. They're going to win.
Oh, I hope so, Frank. I've never had more on a game than this.
You think so?
Because I will either look back on my career as a sad career, bad ending, and losing to Andy Reid, or leaving in the greatest moment of all moments. I got so much riding on this, Frank. Frank, so much riding. I'm very nervous.
I hear you.
I'm nervous.
I was like you. The first two Super Bowls, I didn't think we had a chance. The last one with Nick Foles, and I knew we were going to win, and I know we're going to win this one, Angelo. We're going to win this.
And why are you so sure? What makes you think that?
It's in my gut. It's in my gut. I just have a feeling.
And you have a friend who's a big fan of the show, too?
Yes. I want to honor a friend of mine, Joe Mullen, who passed away 4 years ago, but he was the biggest fan of you, Angelo, of you, Al, of you, Rhea, of the morning show. He was confined to a wheelchair the last 20 years of his life, but it didn't stop him from us going to Miss WIP contest all the time.
Wow.
It didn't stop us from going to Wing Bowl. In fact, thank you, Rhea, getting us. She used to get us VIP tickets to the Wing Bowl because he was in a wheelchair.
I remember. Yeah, you guys were so sweet.
It's great, Frank.
Yeah.
It's great. We wish we still had the Wing Bowl, but it became inappropriate. Frank, give me somebody you would take to the Super Bowl.
Given how much Rhea loves Bradley Cooper, I want to get Bradley Cooper jealous and go with Jennifer Lawrence.
Jennifer Lawrence, interesting.
She would be fun.
Put that on. She would be fun. Hold on, Al. We have Pete Cherokee for Chains of Peace. Pete, can you take care of Marissa on Friday?
Yeah, I think she said 6:30. She should be getting in
no,
there.
No, 4:30.
4:30, sure.
But
sure,
she's coming from Japan. It's an 18-hour flight, so she's not sure of the timing.
That's all right. We'll serve sushi.
All right, and then all the people that, you know, call in and all, they can come by and they can have a party. And she sings quite a bit.
Yeah.
Could she have the loudspeaker to sing the Eagles fight song in Japanese, Pete?
I'm sure it'll go over big, yeah. All right, hold on a minute.
Hold on a minute. Pete, what are you saying? You're saying it's not a good rendition?
No, I love it. I listen to her all the time.
It's a little high-pitched, I'm not going to lie. But you
a little high-pitched. I'll tell him to put the glassware away.
Just do your Chickie and Pete's thing that
put
you sing
put the glassware
out.
Away. Pete, that pep rally a week ago, that was fun. Thank you so much,
Angela,
for that.
You're amazing, and it was so nice of you to shake everybody's hand and take pictures with everyone. That was really something else. I never heard the place that loud, ever.
It was so much fun, Pete. You are expecting a massive crowd next Sunday, right?
Oh, I can't wait. It's going to be great. This city is this. It feels like we're a little more confident, and we feel like we're a better team than we used to be. We just feel like we're in more control, I think, most people. And it looks like it's going to be a great time. Everybody's happy. They're selling more clothing now and merchandise than I think ever.
Wow.
It's amazing.
Yeah, it is incredible.
Everybody's green.
Pete, awesome times, I got to say, buddy. Thank you as always, my friend.
Well, take care, everyone. Talk to you later, bud.
All right. Visit Marissa at Chickies and Pete's in South Philly around 5 o'clock, happy hour on Friday. There's going to be a party breaking out with lots of singing. 215, although it does not sound like Pete is entirely gung-ho on this thing.
Al's going to go.
215-592-9494. We got somebody who's heading to Kansas City. Oh, what a story that's going to be. But when we return, Jimmy Kempsky from Arizona, Philly Voice, is next. WIP Sports Time, 757. Let me tell you about my God. Attention, BetMGM customers. Have a friend who loves sports as much as you do? Here's a chance of both of you to earn a $50 bonus when you sign up through BetMGM's Refer a Friend program. Sign in to your BetMGM account, click on the Refer a Friend program to send your friend a message inviting them to register a new account in the same state where you use BetMGM. Once your friend signs in and makes a deposit, they get a $50 bonus. And once your friend places a bet with their bonus and the wager is settled, boom, you get a $50 bonus as well. Share the excitement to get a $50 bonus.